The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest upon him, but if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back and welcome to the Feast of St. Luke. St. Luke, author of the Gospel that bears his name, St. Luke, my favorite Gospel. And like so many of these ancient Christian writers, we know very little about the life of St. Luke. And that's because Luke was so busy telling us about Jesus Christ that he didn't bother telling us all about himself. Boy, could we use a lot more of that spirit in our own time, yes? Remember once I saw the national anthem performed before a sports game. And when the anthem was over, scratching my head wondering whether the singer cared as much about the anthem as she cared about proclaiming her own voice. We could use a lot more of this self-forget. Well, that's all through the Gospel of Luke. So Luke, really, we only know three things about him. We could say the first thing we know about St. Luke is that he was a companion of St. Paul. Was Luke one of the 12 apostles? Most people say yes. Correct answer is no. Luke was a companion of St. Paul, friend of St. Paul, learned his Christianity from St. Paul such that when you hear the Gospel of Luke proclaimed, what you're really hearing is the Gospel of Paul. Second thing we know about Luke is that he was a physician. And sit up and take notice when you hear miracles, stories, healings in the Gospel of Luke, you'll discover Luke describes the suffering person's ailments more completely than any other gospel writer does. That's because Luke's a physician. It was his bread and butter. That's what he did. And the third thing we know about St. Luke was that he died a martyr's death. Although no one knows when and no one knows where. Some people say that he died in Rome. Some people say that he died in Greece. Fact of the matter is, we just don't know. What we know about Luke, though, it comes down to us through his gospel. And let me take this opportunity to ask this question. Why do we even have four Gospels? You take it for granted, you think nothing of it, but you ever stopped and wondered why? I mean, why not one Gospel? Why do we have four? Especially when you consider that three of those four Gospels repeat one another so much. And the answer is every Gospel tells us something about Christ in greater detail that the other ones don't. It's almost like walking around an artwork. Christ himself being that artwork, taking it in from different perspectives. And preaching and speaking in vague, broad generalities here, you could say that the Gospel of Mark tells us more about Jesus' humanity, and John tells us more about Jesus' divinity. You could say that Matthew tells us a great deal about God's promises to the Israelites, and Luke tells us about God's promises to the Gentiles. Different perspectives on Christ. But there's five things I would say in Luke that you find greater and in more detail than you find anywhere else. And those five things are joy, mercy, the Blessed Virgin Mary, God's love for the poor, and Christ's relationship with his church. First of all, joy. Only Luke tells us there's more joy in heaven over one repentant sinner than over 99 who had no need of repentance. And it's not to say that the others don't tell us about joy. It's just that Luke does so better than anybody else. You like the joyful mysteries of the Rosary? All five of them come from the Gospel of Luke. Second thing is that Luke tells us probably better than anyone else about God's mercy. And again, not that the others don't, but, you know, only Luke tells us the story of the prodigal son, the greatest story of God's mercy in the entire Bible. Only Luke tells us about the Good Samaritan. Only Luke tells us about Jesus and the 10 lepers. Sometimes they say that the Gospel of Luke is best, could be called the Gospel of Mercy. Third thing, and this is interesting, is that Luke tells us about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Nobody else tells us about the Annunciation with the angel Gabriel. Nobody else tells us about Mary's visit to her cousin Elizabeth. You like Christmas? Thank St. Luke. He's the only one who tells us the story. And because of that, people speculate that Luke personally knew the Blessed Mother on the theory that how else could he have gotten the stories? Nobody else was there to see. Fourth thing Luke tells us about God's special love for the poor. Luke begins by quoting the gospel, the prophet Isaiah. God has sent me to proclaim his glad tidings to the poor. Luke is the one where, in going through the Beatitudes, doesn't say blessed are the poor in spirit. He just flat out, blessed are the poor. Luke tells us about the story of Lazarus, the poor man, who was spending his days outside the gates of the rich man. And poor Lazarus, who begged for a scrap of bread, and the rich man, who feasted sumptuously every day and wore flowing purple robes. And at the end of it all, Lazarus goes to heaven. Rich man goes to hell. Luke tells us, now don't misunderstand me, he doesn't say money is evil, but he does resolutely say that it's dangerous, which is a great consolation for many, many people, and a great consolation for many of us when times are at their worst. There are privileges that God gives to the poor that he does not give to the rich. That's also in the Gospel of Luke. But you know what probably the most helpful thing Luke tells us in all of his gospel? It's the relationship between Christ and his church. Because if I could speak in generalities, I would say most people say that they like Christ but don't like the church. Right? I'm all in favor of Christ, but not necessarily the church. Luke tells us, again, echoing the theology of St. Paul, that the church is the body of Christ. And most helpful of all, Luke shows us that the church continued what Christ left behind when he ascended into heaven, because Luke is the only gospel that has a sequel. You've heard of Acts of the Apostles? It's the sequel to the Gospel of Luke. Literally, same author, same story. Go to the end of the Gospel of Luke and then skip to the Acts of the Apostles and begin reading one continuous narrative. And the point there, once again, is that what Christ did with his apostles on earth, the church now continues. Very, very important. So ask yourself this question. Where would the church be without St. Luke? Well, you know we'd be greatly impoverished, wouldn't we? But the real question that I want you to ask yourself today is where would the church be without you, without your contribution? Don't say it'd be better off. Don't say it'd be just the same. The fact of the matter is, even though you might not be a gospel writer, or even though you might not be an apostle, even though you might not be a cardinal or a bishop or a pope, you play a role in the church that is essential and that nobody else can play. Subtract Luke out of the gospel and ask yourself how much worse off we are. Subtract yourself out of the church, and we would all be worse off. Only Luke can do what Luke did, but please remember, only you can do what you do. And every time you say yes to the voice of God, somehow God's word is proclaimed through you in a way that nobody else can. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to be faithful to the mission that God has entrusted to us. St. Luke, beloved physician, pray for us.